This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tonight at InfoWars.com, we're going to have free feeds of our extended nightly news coverage. Normally a subscriber, PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. 20 people can use these memberships. That just pays for some of the equipment and the bandwidth. But on special events like debates, the caucuses, the RNC, the DNC, we have analysis of the debate itself with Leon McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and so many others. So that's all coming up tonight, 7 o'clock right through 10 o'clock. I'll be from home. Or from another location, wherever I'm at, doing Skype into comment. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll be continuing to talk to Jakari, who hadn't been on yet, and also Kit Daniels. But right now, Joe Biggs, I mean, you were the first to say Bohemian Grove. Leanne said, this is like a Bohemian Grove. And I said, let's see first. Try to see, you know, what's in the bookshelves down there. Try to ask questions. They wouldn't talk to you. And now they admit Bohemian Grove founded this. Well, Bohemian Grove was given birth to by Skull and Bones, whose daddy was the Illuminati on record. This is a big deal, Joe Biggs. What's your take on it?
I mean, naturally, you can sense evil when you come into a place like that. I mean, from the get-go, walking into the gate, we go to the front area, the front entrance area. And the lady comes out and goes, yeah, you don't get any keys. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't get keys for my room? She goes, no, we are the only ones that have keys for that. So then she takes us on a tour. And
that sounds like you're at Count Dracula's castle. It's raining. You're on horses. You're out. Will you please come in? Yes, come in. Is this my room? There's no, you know, the locks on the outside? Don't worry. It's not a jail cell. You know, sorry, go ahead.
So then she goes on to tell us a little history about the building, that when the property was bought, they dug up a whole bunch of human skeletons. And behind where Kalia's room was, there's actually a big cemetery with stacked rocks. And you see it's like almost an above-ground type of burial type, how the rocks are stacked.
That's old-fashioned.
Yeah, old-fashioned like that. And they should have some B-roll of that, too, as well. Drone footage and all of that.
It'll come shallow up. Graves.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And then you get out there, and you start walking through the hallways, and you see these beds on the outside in the open with glass, you know, the glass you can see through out into the pool. Like, they have this stuff set up so you can be out there, you can be seen, it's exciting, whatever's going on, and you have this really weird feeling. You know, and that's when I started going, oh my God, I mean, I don't want to be here. This feels like The Shining. This has Bohemian Grove feel to it. You know, they call us in for dinner. You have dinner at the same time. It's a family-style gathering for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and we got there for the dinner. And I'm sitting down, and I'm getting ready to take a picture saying, you know, this is the last spot where Scalia, you know, sat before, you know, his untimely death.
Surrounded by devil masks.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there looking at my camera, and I notice the mask behind me I didn't notice before. And I turn around, and I see these devil horns and these masks everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is the kind of stuff that he was seeing right before, you know, the last things he saw before he went to bed and never woke up again. You know, and now
let's roll some of those devil skulls if we can, because that's important. And, you know, and here we have the children and the mommy being torn apart by demons.
Well, yeah, we saw this late at night, actually, I believe. That's when David showed me. He goes, hey, man, you got to come over and check this out. This is, like, really interesting. And he's got a flashlight or whatever and shines it on there. And I went, oh, my God. You know, there's this, like, devil figure with a woman with a missing eye and, like, children being torn apart. And I'm like, this
by the way, they keep
out.
Having Skull and Bones meetings and others, like Bilderberg, at this particular Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, that also has, like, diseased, dying children in portraits on the walls. I mean, who are these people?
I don't know, but there's definitely something going on. I mean, the fact that this was created during Bohemian Grove back there in California, and this is virtually a spinoff of that. You know, back in 2010, they had, what was it, 53 guests that were part of this secretive society at the Cibola Creek Ranch. So there's no telling what's going on. As soon as I started posting on Instagram and Twitter that I felt like that there was a Bohemian Grove connection to this, not knowing at the time, I started getting trolled like crazy. People going, oh, this is a family place. We take our kids there. You might take your kids there once every now and then, but there's definitely some deep, dark, secretive, satanic things that are going on.
No, no, no. There's just hundreds of devil masks and babies being torn apart. Come on, Biggs. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. I mean, he had an autopsy. I mean, they weren't secretive. I mean, well they were. Well, he's not an important person, actually.
One of the most.
Well, we'll be back. Stay with us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, you ought to hear the discussions behind the scenes, because the author of Transformation America and a bunch of other people claim that they have larger ranches in Northern California and in Southern Texas where they hunt people, and that Dick Cheney's involved. Now, I'm not saying that's happening here, but skulls everywhere, demons, people dying, thousands found across the border, sacrificed in that very area. We need to do a whole report. I remember when I was a kid reading Texas Monthly about them torturing people to death, men, women, and children, all the Satanism across the border. Nico has family down there and won't go down there. He talked about that, the Satanism.
Yeah.
There's this ranch run by this black op commander down there, Poindexter, Cheney's best buddies with Scalia. He's down there, and then they have werewolves tearing babies apart and women apart with devil masks everywhere. And Leanne, you were saying this creeps you out. Say what you said, and then I popped in with the Cheney thing and the hunting people, and then what Madsen said, Dave and I, and we're going back to get a comment from Biggs, then to Jakari, then to Kit Daniels. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that what this really instantly prompted to my brain, I had just watched a werewolf movie, and it was like this ancient order of ancient werewolves, and they meet up once a year for their hunting party, and they hunt people, and they're like released out, and this is like their, you know, it's a high order of the werewolf. So that's what it made me think of. So basically, if you...
And then they got sculptures of werewolves tearing men, women, and children apart. And again, all that stuff of Dracula and werewolves, these allegories from old Bavaria and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire and the Czech Republic right into Transylvania, where the elites did this.
Right.
They bathed in people's blood. That's what Vlad the Impaler and his daughters...
Exactly.
Wayne Madsen kept looking at this. He goes... This is Cheney country. Goes, I know we can find a connection here to Dick Cheney, who was friends with Scalia. Goes, I know that he's there. But, you know, when Biggs was talking about checking in, and it's kind of strange they don't give you a key to your room. But then also remember, Joe, they give us a release form saying, sign this, acknowledge that you are hours away from any medical care. You're coming here to engage in hunting and so forth and so on.
We're going to put green robes on and dance around fires right outside of a cemetery. That's not creepy or weird at all.
Yeah, we haven't shown the footage yet of the shallow graves and the fires. Tell folks about the dancing around the fires, Biggs.
No. I'm saying that's probably something they do. I mean, they say these guys wear green robes. I mean, you saw what happened in Bohemian Grove because you were there dancing around the fires and all that. They have fire pits out there at the Cibola Creek Ranch in the middle of nowhere. You're an hour in almost any direction from anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said.
Now, it's not like there's hundreds of devil masks, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they have a ladder sitting on the side of that the kitchen in there, and they come over there and step up, and everyone chooses their mask and puts it on and dances around like a little fairy around that
place. I want to go down there. Man, this looks like something out of a horror movie.
I know.
Well, it was also really weird that they had what for them was full-size beds. It was also strange. I've never stayed in a hotel before where all the beds are really tiny twin beds. I mean, this is a high-end hotel in terms of price, okay? And I'm fairly well-traveled. I've never seen anything like this where you don't get a key to your room. We weren't going there to hunt. We had to sign a release saying that everything was okay. And then we get to where the rooms are, and out in the hallway, there's all these beds with sheets and everything on in the hallway, and it's like, this is really weird, you know?
Yeah.
God, what, so like, weird. What are they, like, I know what a lot about the occult and groups, pop in, Biggs, pop in, whoever wants. This is a free-for-all. Jakar, everybody, turn everybody's mic on. What do you think's going on with the weird beds in the hallways?
I mean, it seems like it's one of those things where they want to have things out on display. You know, a lot of these secret societies, they use these as ways to get dirt on people as well, too, and kind of hold things over them as well. I mean, this could be an area where they sit around, they have the couches, they sit there and watch whatever weirdness is going on. And one of the first videos that we made while we were there, Secrets Inside the Cibola Creek Ranch, that Josh Owens and I did, I said that he either died of natural causes, he was assassinated, or he was involved in something that they did not want to come out to the light that could possibly
we know it's
an Illuminati cult.
Right.
I mean, this isn't a real Illuminati, as real as it gets cult, folks. This isn't TV. This isn't movies. This is real world. Great point. Let's get Kit Daniels' take. Kit?
Well, it's interesting to note that the Illuminati was founded in 1776 as a counter-reaction to the populist movement sweeping both the 13 colonies and Europe at the time. And Scalia himself was kind of the figurehead of a populist movement today. He was a part of the Federalist Society, and he's going around college campuses, the law schools around the country, to encourage libertarian and conservative-leaning law students to stick to a originalist interpretation of the Constitution. So, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you know, they all stem from the American Revolution. So I think it's very interesting how the founding of the Illuminati really serves as a bookend to Scalia's death in this current time. And also want to mention something that kind of Joe talked about to add on to his point was the Cibola Creek Ranch was started in it was based off a private fort that was built in 1857. It was a big time rancher who's had this private empire that between Fort Davis and the border, and that region was pretty much no man's land. It wasn't really, it was part of the United States, it was part of the state of Texas, but it was kind of anarchy in a way. So you kind of had this whole area has always been this region of Texas and the U.S. It's kind of this no man's land where laws don't really apply. And, I mean, in this case, what we saw with the sheriff and the county judge, the law really didn't apply.
Well, it makes sense, though, too, now that the manager there on the ground, George, I was the first one on scene for dinner. You know, I like to eat, you know. So I'm sitting there, and it's their cocktail time at 6:30. And George is on the phone. He's FaceTiming with his wife, and he's being very loud on purpose. And his wife asks, hey, how are you doing? He goes, not really a good day. He's like, we got these extreme right-wingers in here digging around trying to spread conspiracy theories. Yeah, okay, buddy. Well, you were nervous because we were going to find something. Someone was going to find something about your little green robe dancing around fires with satanic masks.
Well, I need to go down there. Let me say this. The individuals even running it may not be involved. We have to be clear. And Scalia probably wasn't involved. But this is how cults work. You get 30-something people together at a private place in the middle of nowhere. That's the reason you're in a cult. You can all be witnesses for each other, script it. Mm-hmm. And the way he talked to the press, it was all scripted on purpose.
Right.
As an investigator, we know what we're seeing when something's clearly scripted too much. If this was over the top scripted, like a bad, you know, school play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big red flag for us. And then it's perfect in a secret cult to get somebody in it that thinks they're part of a Catholic order, you know, of hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, he's gone. But really, it's the Bohemian Grove taking that order over. That's what the Bohemian Grove does, is the kingdom of the cults. It's a book on this. That's how they control stuff. I want to go to Jakari Jackson because I drug him in here. I want to get his take on this. Jakari, you've been watching the reportage. You've been covering it. You've been seeing us send 5 reporters down there to the border. What is your overall take as an investigative journalist on this? I mean, if you had questions before, does this make you have more? What's going on here? I mean, this is getting weird.
Oh, I've yet to be convinced that anybody killed Justice Scalia. I look at a 79-year-old man who died with a pillow over his head. I mean, I guess that's a notable thing to say, but it's not indicative of any foul play on anybody's part. As far as the secret societies are concerned, I don't keep up with secret societies or, you know, all that kind of deal, so I can't really touch too much on that topic.
Well, I wanted to get your view just overall on the story changing so much, no autopsy, I mean, all of this. I mean, why would there be some type of investigation of any type with a Supreme Court justice dying?
Well, I believe it was Kidd that pointed out that they did violate their own policy by not conducting an autopsy on the man. But personally, if somebody in my family died at age 79, I wouldn't demand an autopsy.
Well, the FBI said the reason that they're not doing an investigation is based off the testimony they got from the U.S. Marshals. The U.S. Marshal that showed up that had no training whatsoever. Mm-hmm. In conducting that type of...
Yeah, this is not your average 79-year-old person as a problem.
Yeah. They're also saying that it was the sheriff who showed up and gave them information. But, you know, it's interesting, I think, Alex, as we point out, we only know 4 other people besides Scalia who were there at the time. We know there were 36 people total. All 4 of those...
They were very secret about the names.
Yeah, right. All 4 of those were leaders or former leaders. Poindexter, who owns the hotel, is a leader of the organization. He told reporters in the Washington Post that he met Scalia at a, quote, sports group gathering in Washington. That's what they will do is pull people in for influence. And many people have brought up the question, is there influence peddling going on here? There were people that were involved there that, you know, he could hear their cases. Maybe they had come up before.
Sure, all of this should be investigated because the security detail wasn't there. There were private jets that he came in on waiting. Why was he flying out on those? This is just...
The security detail follows him to Houston.
Sure.
They were with him when he was getting his hair cut in Dallas 3 weeks earlier. And then...
Hold on a second. Kit, go ahead.
No, I was saying this is big. I was saying there's a reason that the security team, the U.S. Marshals, didn't go because they didn't want Scalia, Poindexter, didn't want these people to see what's really going on.
Exactly.
They wanted to think that this is just a hunting.
There's a major cover up.
Hanging on.
When they go everywhere with him except to this particular place. They were in Dallas, they were with him in Houston.
That right there screams everything right there.
Well, what I thought was really interesting, you pointed out someone sent you a cartoon on Twitter that I guess a local magazine there in Marfa or something had put this cartoon, and it was like, it said, oh, looks like those reporters are poking around again looking for clues. Seems like they should ask someone that was at the party. They would probably know. Like, it was this cryptic cartoon basically telling these guys, hey, get in touch with someone who was there because we probably know what was going on. And I know.
Well, here's the big enchilada. We're going to come back and do one more segment. Then I've got another guest joining us who's a former prosecutor who thinks there's a lot of stuff going on here. Obviously, standard operating procedure was ignored. But I want to talk a little bit of Trump with all of you on the other side. So I want to get everybody's brief take on that straight ahead. But here's the big enchilada that everybody has to look at and understand. they wouldn't be bringing this out in the Washington Post all of a sudden when this had already died down.
Right.
If they didn't know there was a criminal investigation coming and a private investigation, that's what Larry Nichols told us, and he talked to a Supreme Court justice last week and again yesterday.
Right.
And they had feds outside his house. So this is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big, big deal. And again, why are they coming out with this now? Leanne?
Well, I kind of, you know, I don't want to put any accusations out there, but I kind of get the vibe of what's going on in the UK with that sort of Elm Street horror story with the high-ups and bringing in the kids from the homes. Kind of vibe I get.
Yeah, the elite are just into some really bad stuff. Undoubtedly, something big's going on here. Are they covering up some rituals? Are they covering up women being there? What are they covering up, or was he killed? I mean, something's being covered up. But forget the hundreds of devil masks. They're no big deal. We'll be back.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you.
it. I got four reporters here. I've got comments. That's about a minute apiece. I wanted to ask you guys about Trump and the New York Times writer saying somebody ought to kill him. Unprecedented. That article's on InfoWars.com. So quick comment, Leanne, on that and then other points on this Bohemian Grove facility with the little beds outside the door and no locks on the doors. And, you know, Madsen had comments on what he thought was going on there. I'm not going to repeat this on air, but I think folks can put two and two together. Leanne?
Well, I think tonight's probably going to be a good debate. They get kind of mundane after a while, but I think it's going to be really good with Trump.
Infowars.com/show for the free feed. Starts 7 o'clock.
The other guys are just fighting for scraps at this point, and now someone from the New York Times is, you know, making a death threat, and getting away with it.
They're desperate.
Services.
Marco Rubio, new poll came out, shows him losing 16 points to Trump in his home state as a seated senator. Same thing with Cruz. He's now lost his lead as just 1 point over Trump. So their backs are against the wall, Alex. This is a do-or-die situation. And you're talking about assassination threats and all this kind of stuff. It's going to be assassination of the character time tonight. Mm-hmm. They don't have anywhere else to go. This is it. This is the ball game tonight. They're going to be coming, throwing pretty much everything they've got.
Right. And Clinton hasn't even addressed her opponent. She's aiming all, everything's going to Trump now. She knows that's the one.
All right, let's get a final comment from Kit Daniels and then Joe Biggs.
Yeah, I mean, if a reporter back in 2008 made a death threat or assassination joke about Obama, the New York Times would be calling for his resignation. They'd probably put in a front page op-ed calling this reporter out. So, I mean, it's just typical political assassination and, just plain politics.
Yeah, no one was allowed to talk about Hitler and Obama back in 2008, 2012. But now so many articles are like Trump, Nazis, Hitler. It's just so bizarre.
Yeah, cult of personality.
Yeah.
Well, it's also very racist because he is German.
Yeah, the far left can refer to an assassination joke to a presidential candidate. Meanwhile, if I say something about Hillary Clinton, Secret Service will be busting down my door and throwing me in jail. Meanwhile, she leaves a whole bunch of soldiers behind, private military contractors, lets some people die in Benghazi. She lies about everything, but that's okay. We should vote for her because she's a woman and other women have the same genitalia as her, so that's why you should vote for her. I mean,
knowing about this ranch, this place is a freak show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to point something out. Like, over by the beds in the hallway, which is already weird in itself. They have all these bookshelves and all the books. This is a ranch, Southwest Ranch. You'd think it would be about Texas and ranching and this and that. Some of them were. But a lot of the books were like on, for example, Byzantium by John Julius Norwich, which actually I have a copy of that myself at my house. Solomon the Magnificent of the Ottoman Empire, the Republic of Venice, medieval Sicily. And these are all kind of the whole statecraft, Machiavellian kind of geopolitical fall of empires, rise of empires style of books. And what's really interesting, a lot of these books are based in Eastern Europe, which was kind of the same sphere of influence as not only the Hungarian Austrian Empire and the Holy Roman Empire, but also kind of where Transylvania was at.
And that's Prince Charles lives half the year now in Transylvania. He's directly related to Vlad the Impaler. They're not even a German royal family. They're a Transylvanian royal family, and that's that whole Bohemian angle.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's where this cult comes from.
Well, the head of the order is an archduke from Austria. He's a prince of Hungary, Tuscany, and Bohemia. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who came here 6 years ago as part of that hunting trip that they had at the time then at the ranch. And now I believe
just archdukes and hundreds of devil masks. Yeah. No big deal.
It's just a very pure bloodline. It's just fine.
It was crazy. We were laughing about that tummy comment. Wayne Madsen was really going off on the tummy comment. And George,
he's
the manager.
He had a nice night, good tummy. I didn't know him. I'm just in a secret society with him.
George, the manager, is in the same room where we are, and he gives him a cold stare and gets up and leaves. What kind of a grown man talks about tummy?
He's had a full tummy. Yeah.
So let me ask your buddy. Paul Watson's doing an article on this. Kiss anyone. What's the headline? Scalia didn't die in a hunting cult. It was an Illuminati cult. I mean, how do you express something this crazy?
I was thinking myself something along the lines of Scalia death link to Bohemian Grove Illuminati.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Scalia death link to real Illuminati. And then you explain, this is the Illuminati. People keep looking for it, folks. It's real.
If the bloodline is there, that's why it's so exciting to me.
Finally, after today's
It is. It's incredible. I'm glad you think this is a big deal. You're like, oh, big deal, royalty and death.
I mean, I was up till 2 in the morning watching your Bohemian Grove documentary last night, trying to get myself back into the whole swing of things, thinking about this stuff. I mean,
yeah.
when you get that deep feeling inside your body, and then all of a sudden it comes out that you were right,
that's the
eerie thing.
I haven't watched the new X-Files yet. It reminds me too much work. When I get home after work, I don't want to
You're living the X-Files, yeah, brother.
Exactly. Right.
That's why it's based on us. We'll be back. Stay with us. We've got another guest going. A great job, crew.
We're
tonight.
On the march. The Empire's on the
coverage
run.
Tonight, 7 o'clock.
Alex Jones and the GCN coverage. Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing, even when your wallet is open. Imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I tell you, I hardly ever call Coast to Coast and ask to go on. I love the show, I listen to the show, but I'm going to call George Norrie or Danheiser today and say, hey, I'd like to come on. I know you have your show already booked tonight, but in the first hour or tomorrow about Bohemian Grove and this death out there, because this is right up their alley. I mean, this is like a movie. You can get our film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death, two films on one DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to really delve into this and understand what happened, I mean, this is the stuff that movies are made of. And we have a former prosecutor and defense lawyer as well, in another incarnation, syndicated radio host, TV host, LionelMedia.com joining us for this segment. The next, we're going to him in a moment. And then we've got coming up, Anthony Gucciardi is hosting the fourth hour today, and I may even hold over into some of that with him and get to the news I haven't gotten to. We've got New York Times death threatening Trump. That's a top story up there as well, trying to get their forces out there to do that. But before I go any further, it is your purchases of books and videos and T-shirts and material that allows us to make more films. And notice how we're on top of the Scalia death, and we're on top of Bohemian Grove, and we're on top of the Fector death threat and Trump, and we're leading the news, we're dominating the cycle, we're getting the threats, we're on the target, we're over the target, we are where you need to promote to your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues, your family, your church, your synagogue, your mosque, whatever, your bowling club, whatever it is, InfoWars is over the target. We're as close to the truth as you're going to get. We don't have all the answers. And you see through rose-colored darkly, or scanner darkly, as the Bible says. But I'm looking for the truth, baby. And I've dug deep into it, and we know the pulse of these people, and we know their modus operandi. And let me tell you, the Pope's secretary just got found dead in a hammer, pregnant in their offices. There's so many people getting killed around that Vatican, makes your head spin. And all the little kids in Boys Town and Penn State and all of it, I mean, it's just a sick, filthy crew, folks. A sick, filthy crew. I mean, I look at little kids, I want to protect them and be good to them. I have zero sexual attraction. But that's because I'm not a devil worshiper. I mean, I like the most mature, feminine, superpowered woman I can get. You know, I want Wonder Woman, man. I want the full, you know, challenging, you know, bucking bronco. And I don't mean sexual, you know what I mean? It's these weird little creepy little kids. I want to club their heads in, pedophiles. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not that I want to kill people, but let me tell you, I got the strength to do it because my body's natural and healthy and wants to protect children. I want to expunge the earth of trash. And it's time to stop putting up with it. Now, briefly, if you want to fund this InfoWars news kamikaze operation, you get high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. If you want the ultimate brain pill that's got stuff that's prescription in Europe in it that is so healthy and natural, InfoWarsLife.com. You can get 10% off on all the nutraceuticals when you sign up for auto ship and ensure it never sells out, because then when you're auto ship, we can hold that back for you. We've got the Liver Cleanse and Liver Shield back in with the Oxy Powder, proprietary, amazing gallbladder and liver cleanse. Check out the informational videos on that. Winter Sun, great for in the winter and the spring and the fall. So much of the sickness is because you don't have the vitamin D3. It's the best under the tongue, sublingual, you're going to find out there, and so much more. So Liver Shield is back. We've got so much more. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and a lot of other specials as well. 10% off on all the water filtration systems with promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com. The new joint formula just came in 2 days ago. That was over a year in the development. They got all the sourced organic known compounds, 9 of them. It costs you $40, $50, $60, $70 for another brand that has these concentrations that are organic. 9 different known compounds. It's not where you take one or take the other. It's 9 of them that are known. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you know, when you fund us, you are funding dedicated. I mean, I woke up at 6 this morning and saw about the Scalia's death and the secret society and was bouncing off the walls, calling everybody, working on it. I got here and I was like a race car blowing its engine to get on air. I mean, I just could not believe it. It just never ends.
Yeah,
and just drives me up the wall. And David Knight's staying with us because he wanted to get to a point, and I'll get to it with Lionel, because Lionel's been a criminal investigator and a prosecutor, about the sheriff's report not matching up, them changing the story, Poindexter, the black op commander, saying that he didn't know Scalia. Now they're the top of the secret order. That's a spinoff of the Illuminati in the encyclopedia. I mean, eyes wide shut, baby. Here we are. This is it. And you just cannot make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction. So Lionel joins us, and I appreciate him joining us and putting his prosecutor hat on to go over this. Lionel, you've heard us set the table here. I hope he died of natural causes, and maybe they were covering up. There were right. A few gals out at the place, and they didn't want anybody to know about it. Not that he was with some gals on Valentine's Day, not with his wife. We're not saying that. All we're saying is, from somebody that studies criminology, I'm not professional like you, this looks like an Agatha Christie novel that stinks to high heaven. What do you say, Lionel?
Well, I don't know right now, but first, I've got to tell you that I reacted this morning the way you did. When I'm reading about this thing, which is textbook Illuminati, as people call it. I don't know what people need to hear if they think this is the Sertoma Club or the Lions Club or some wacky group of folks, the Hunting Templar. I don't know if anybody even has the intellectual heft or the right pay grade to dig this. But Alex and David, since the beginning, if I walked in there and somebody called me, and I'm just a regular prosecutor on duty, get a duty call, and I say, okay, what do we have here, as they say on TV? Oh, it's Antonin Scalia. Wait a minute. A conservative firebrand, arguably the most significant, hated, loathed, and revered justice in the last quarter century at least. He's found dead. And let me make this one point extremely clear.
His major motive.
He had a pillow on his head. Now, I don't want to play Columbo or Quincy here, but I just want everybody to understand that he had a pillow on his head. Now, starting with that, later on it changed, Alex, to, well, it was near his head, next to his head, on his face, on his head. What this is me. He had a pillow on his head. Now, the next thing, nobody would have moved. Everybody would have been locked down. Did anybody not show up? It's like Paulie in The Godfather. Did anybody not show up? Did anybody show up? Any new members of this? Who fed him any room service? I want everybody.
Everybody's got to be questioned because the security detail wasn't there.
Everybody. And speaking of The Godfather, this is the old Busetta, you know, with the pillowcase. You look for it. Now, forget the autopsy. We keep saying autopsy, autopsy, autopsy. That's okay, but if the family, as is their criterion, if you will, as they are wont to do and could do, if you don't want to do an autopsy, then a couple of things needed to be done. Number one, you need to draw blood from the heart immediately. He's dead, but we're not talking the Y incision. Draw blood from the heart, run a catheter into the bladder, and get urine. Do just a preliminary tox screen. Save that. Once the evidence is gone, once the body is cremated or embalmed, all evidence is done. Then you look under the eyes for petechial hemorrhaging. You have somebody who is barely conversant in forensic pathology just to see whether there are signs of suffocation, ligature, just to do a cursory review.
No basics done. Stories all change. They rush to get rid of the body. They've got a private jet there waiting. Don't fly to Dallas, 35 minutes away. San Antonio, 25 minutes away. Houston, an hour away. They don't do any of this. They just magically say, hours after he's even announced dead, no autopsy, the family doesn't want it. As if the family just said, no autopsy, by the way. No autopsy, by the way. I mean, this whole thing is redonkulous.
And what's amazing also is that how people believe that, first of all, this is replete with errors and errata. Number one, look at very carefully as to what the people say, what the actual reports are as they change. Nobody is getting their stories straight. And by the way,
let me ask you a final. I got to interrupt you because I know you're a prosecutor. You're going over the basics and all these top forensics people in New York and top detectives in D.C., are saying this is ridiculous. This stinks. I've never seen anything this ridiculous. And you've got all the stories changing. David right here went in front of the judges. They hid in their chambers.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that the timing of this, all the things he was involved in, all the things that he was doing, and the media criticizing everyone for daring to even ask, hey, we should have an autopsy. The way the media was unified behind that, and then Obama making a joke about it. Lionel?
If critical to everything, Alex, in addition to this, and let me just say, as you've said, I wasn't there. I'm not suspecting he was killed. I'm not anything. But the reason why you rule this out is to rule it out, especially when, and let me be clear about this, there was a pillow on his head.
If Obama was found dead at a remote hunting lodge, there'd be an autopsy investigation.
If Bernie Sanders, if Hillary Clinton, if somebody that, and I hate to do this because I hate to inject politics, but it works like this, Alex. Because he was this conservative firebrand, because so many people hated him, and to show you how much they hated him, read the social media response, the postmortem, these horrible.
They were so happy he was killed. They said, now kill the other judges. Now kill, they said, Thomas.
And people ask me all the time, they'll say, Alex, well, who would want to? You know, this man harm. I'm saying, look at the reaction. But what I'm saying is that, you know, Alex, there was a show recently, Making a Murder, about Stephen Avery. And there is not a, there's that term again, a conspiracy theory that people will not entertain because they like it. O.J. Simpson's on the FX channel, and people are coming up with theories about the son and Al Collins because they like O.J. or because they find this interesting. However, these same people, when you come to a real-life, actual firebrand, they're instant pathologists, instant cardiologists. They say, well, he's 79 years old. That's bad.
They said the cause of death was this, but no one even saw. No one knew. It was a heart attack. Then they changed it. It goes on and on. David Knight has some questions for you, Lionel, because you're a former prosecutor in a major city down in Florida and saw a lot of death and a lot of, you know, things going on. Go over this police report.
Well, to underscore what you were just saying, Lionel, you know, he was 79, but we've got Bernie Sanders, who's 75. If he were to die like this, would people say, well, we should have an investigation? But when you're talking about the fact that he's got a pillow over his head, then they changed this. We just got out this report from the sheriff after 10 days. It's filled with inaccuracies. It's filled with contradictions of what the judge told us. We asked, what was the process here? And the first judge who was called, Bishop, said, they called me. I couldn't go. So then I called the other judge, Beebe, and he couldn't go. So then we got Guevara. Now, in the report, the sheriff is saying, well, I called Bishop, and then I called Guevara. So there's all these kinds of inaccuracies. And then the interesting thing, too, one more, and I'll get you to comment on this. They say there was a breathing apparatus present on the table next to the lamp. Now, that would indicate perhaps sleep apnea. And yet he didn't have that on, but he was in the bed, and they stress this over and over again. He was in the bed. Covers were perfectly folded. His pajamas were not wrinkled. And that's the only thing they seem to be interested in.
I want him to answer those. It's the clear scripting. Yeah. Leanne just did this. You just did this. That's why I made the joke when I go to the bathroom. I said, I'm going to go pee-pee now. I don't talk like that in the real world. And then Leanne didn't quite get the joke, and you didn't. But I was saying, yeah, no, it's the joke. And he had a full tummy. The way it's all, he was a great man, a good evening he had, with us for friends. I did not know him, but the full tummy was, he was amongst the number of our secret society. This guy talks like Count Dracula. It's so scripted. When I read the next morning his account, it was so scripted. I mean, as an investigator, I'm a journalist. I've done a lot of investigating. I'm not a prosecutor like this guy. But all the cops have come out and said, this is as phony and synthetic as wax fruit. Yeah. You can look at it and tell it's fake.
But you know, Alex, even if it wasn't, let's just assume this is what happened. And what we're seeing is, God forbid, just a rife of Texas incompetence. When you have anyone who dies, and by the way, let me just say this before I forget, and David brings up my point. We have people who on the Supreme Court, for the most part, tend to be older. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what, 82 years old? The popes, the papacy, they tend to be older. Are we saying that we're going to give a pass to any Supreme Court justice, any pope?
That's a precedent that no one who's old gets an autopsy. Yeah. Pregame to kill everybody. Maybe gunshot wounds the leaders.
Exactly.
We'll do autopsies.
They all tend to be diabetic or they have coronary artery disease. But see, when you look at this, Alex, just like, for example, an arson, you can look at the arson and say, well, that's one thing. But I want to go beyond the test for flammable. Tell me about this person. Well, he had insurance problems. Well, he had money problems.
Yeah, look for motives.
Policy.
Well, there's obviously motives to get rid of Scalia. And who has the motive? Then who has the means? And then who could have acted? Oh, my gosh. All three, the perfect place. Black op commander, secret society, 30,000-acre ranch in the middle of a satanic kingdom of voodoo with the key guy at the key time, buddies with Obama, and then a total cover-up of all the facts, everything changing, and the blood dumped down the drain, and then the private jets not used to get him out. The story's changing on and on and on and on. You'd have to be nuts to not say there's a cover-up. Was it sex and drugs? Who was it? Viagra? Who knows? I mean, all I know is they were covering this up day one.
I'm telling you also, another thing people realize, you always have to ask this question. And I'm going to say again, I have no basis for this other than the
Me neither. I'm not saying that the hundreds of satanic devil masks on the wall did anything. They're loving. Everything's fine. Or the werewolves tearing small children apart. Werewolves eating children is no big deal.
Let me remind you of this, Alex. He had a pillow on his head.
We we put the werewolves? What if he had a werewolf on his head?
It could look like Abbott and Costello, like a scene from, you know, Lon J. There we go. With Peter Lorre.
But there's just shots of devils with dead kids. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Now, the thing that I wonder also is people say, why would these family people, these family folks, and by the way, my heart goes out because this was a father and a grandfather, and they loved him. And he was a tremendous jurist, irrespective of what you think. But the question I have is, you know, sometimes in history, family people are really quiet. You ever heard the Kennedys ever talk about JFK?
Well, let's expand on that. They've got letters now saying he was killed. I've talked to major rock stars and other famous people who had family killed, and the FBI came to them and said, you're going to say it's a lone gunman or we're going to kill you. And then I'm like, can I tell that story? No, you can't. Can I? Okay, well, why are you telling me? Just so you know, they've already killed us. We're not going to speak out, but you can say vaguely this happened. So that's what they do. And I'm saying the whole FBI, they have special units.
Yeah.
And they tell you, hey, if you talk about what happened with somebody that got shot, you're going to end up dead. Is that clear? Shut your mouth. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lionel.
But what I'm saying, though, is sometimes family members, we don't know what happens. Now, understand something also.
Blood, devil affair. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is not my story. So when I pose questions, people turn to me all the time and say, well, who would want to kill him? Why would they do this? Who would be? I said, it's not my story. It's your story. You tell me. I ask the question. I'm trying to get to the bottom. You know, Alex, we're the only people in this country who, when we're trying to ferret out the truth.
That's right. The default SOP was shut down. We're pointing it out. We don't think anything happened in the middle of the command base with the black op commander that's with Obama, with the devil skulls and the werewolves eating children and the secret Illuminati society. None of that matters. There's nothing spooky here. We just want an investigation.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hawaii 5-0's on the job. Black Ops Commander and covert operations around the world. Best buddies of Obama getting big awards. Key Justice just voted to not allow trillions in carbon taxes. About to vote to defend the Second Amendment. Stop open borders. A strict constructionist magically dies in the middle of nowhere. There's all these conflicting stories. Pillow on the head. Hundreds of devil masks everywhere. Werewolves, sculptures tearing babies apart with devils. Huge satanic community right over the border there. Massive human sacrifices going on that doesn't get any media coverage, but is well-known in Texas. And there's no investigation of any type. And I apologize, we're bad. I also said the left will probably try to kill Trump, and now the New York Times writers come out and called for that. But again, I'm discredited for being dead on target, David Knight. You had another point you were making, that they started all the conspiracy theories first. They gave no facts. What are we supposed to do? I mean, like Lionel said, this sets the precedent when famous people die or old people die that it's just got to be their old. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were the ones asking, why didn't you do an investigation? Where's the where's the information? They're the ones offering the theories and talking about, oh, we didn't need to do an investigation because his pajamas weren't wrinkled and the sheets were folded nice and neat and he was placed, even though he's got exercise bands on the other side of the
room. Why does this guy talk like somebody who's writing a child's parable or children's books? Lionel?
I have no idea, and I also find it amazing that this man, who was active, who was out hunting, who was gallivanting, as the folks would say, around the world, peregrinating, perambulating, tooling about. This is the most active man who was the longest term, ready to go back, known for his vivacity and his joie de vivre, and yet at the same time, when that particular meme doesn't fit, he's a decrepit, obese, diabetic.
Well, yeah, they suddenly changed the story. Exactly. He was dead already, actually.
And I got to say, he's getting sicker every day since he's been dead. Yeah, that's what you see coming up. At first, the first day, he's got the guy who traveled with him to Hong Kong and Singapore on this judicial trip saying, oh, he was so vital, he was moving. And then within a couple of days, he's talking about how
he goes to Bohemia with royalty for other special events.
But I want to also, you know, Alex, just to go back. Again, if I don't know how much you've watched this, but if you watch Making a Murderer, you should hear how people in Reddit columns are reading transcripts and coming up with the most insane theories as to who killed Theresa Halbach, and this conspiracy ideation fits because they kind of like the person. O.J. Simpson, they were having the daughter killed, Nicole.
They'll make up stuff that's flagrant because they just feel like it. When something's cut and dry, that something's being covered up.
Or when they don't like the subject, because a lot of the professional left loathes Scalia and never read an opinion. This is a man, by the way, who ruled along with Justice Thomas 8-1 to throw out Florida's death penalty. This is a man who voted basically for online for violent videos, for flag burning. This man that you swore was this, and I don't agree with a lot of what he did, but this homophobic, xenophobic, misogynistic, the cretinous Neanderthal.
He was not what the left was saying he was. LionelMedia.com. Follow you at Twitter, at LionelMedia. Thank you so much, Lionel.
Thank
Great job,
sir.
Buddy. There's another, you know, prosecutor from his Aegis down in Miami, breaking all this down. This is just default being ignored, David Knight. I know you're going to be on tonight from 7 right through the debate with analysis. Leanne, Jakari, yourself, McBreen, I'm going to be Skyping in as well, doing Facebook mentions tonight. This debate is going to be big. But there is a fourth hour coming up with Anthony Gucciardi. But first, we've got a couple special reports we haven't aired that are so important that we're going to air in the second segment before Anthony comes on. But I've got to put some bookends on all this in 70 seconds with my good friend and co-host, David Knight. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com has got stories they don't want you to read or spread.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.